Okay, this little parak is sort of a bracket around the sugya of mishpat. How the mishpat has to be with the hamtaka, with the sweetening, that it shouldn't chalila bring a person to atzvus. That mezdin that we put ourselves into when we're doing his bodos, and we're being honest about the good stuff in our lives and some of the stuff that's not so great that we've done. But it has to be, one has to be very, very careful that not only should you, one shouldn't go too far with that, but one should be, like we learned last week, a mechiach hagun, that one has to be qualified. We learned last week, one has to be qualified, the Rabbi Nachman's Torah, that to give musar to somebody. But it's not what we learned last week, that it's not just about giving musar to somebody else, but it's about giving musar to oneself. You have to be qualified. And if a person's not qualified to do that, and he or she always turns to something very dark and negative and depressing, that means it's not time yet for that mishpat to take place. It means that the court date should be postponed for another time, and to focus on the other things of his bodhus. And as far as that does, then it'll be later on. It'll be postponed, because that's not a healthy place to go to. So let's just finish the parak. Bechlal, gam kish adam lo me divrei musar v'teichecha. Not just by his bodhus, but in general, when a person is learning something strong in musar v'teichecha. Or at the time that you're making a cheshbon nefesh, which is important, the person has to make a cheshbon nefesh. When a person is making a cheshbon nefesh, even outside of the time of his bodhis, you're making a cheshbon nefesh, an accounting of your life. You're thinking over this cheshbon of heichan ani bolam, where am I in the world? What very often happens is that suddenly you begin to remember all kinds of very, very extreme things that you heard in speeches, drushes, or that you saw in Svarm about all kinds of punishments for different sins. And one has to be very, very careful. Yiras Hashem L'chaim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have Yiras Shemayim, but the point of it is L'chaim. The point of it is to bring us to life, not to kill us. We spoke about this a lot last week. The tachlis is never ever to cause a person to become broken and to run away. That's not the tachlis. And one has to be very careful. Yiras Hashem is l'chai. We'll bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I mean, Yiras Hashem tzricha l'hosif chai. Yiras Hashem tzricha l'hosif chai. Would be a wonderful thing if we could send it out to every single Jewish institution, yeshiva, girls' school, shul in the world. Yiras Hashem tzricha l'hosif chai. So here, simple. Fear of God is, Yiras Hashem is supposed to add to one's life, not to take away your life, to add to your life. Chiyus v'cheshek, give you more chiyus and more of a cheshek to be a better Jew and to be alive. And to l'zgaber l'samitz yosef avodas Hashem, to give you more strength in your service, in your avodas Hashem, not to take away, not to sap you of your strength, not to make you feel that you're worthless to you. That's not the tachlis. Lo shechalila b'glal zeh yisyayish v'yivil b'dayta. Not that chas v'chalila a person should be misyayish, give up. So you heard, for this aveira, you have to fast this many times, or you heard some talk and it was very strong, or so on. But to be very, very careful with that. Bechlal, to be careful with, sometimes it's not, you have no control of it if you're part of, let's say, in the school or your kid. But as far as, even where you go to hear you know, the people you go to listen to, the drushes you go to hear, nowadays there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful people who are speaking, who are teaching that one should connect to. But there's like a list of those you should be very careful to stay away from. I'm not going to give you the list. I might be on it. But there's a list, and you have to be very careful to stay totally clear from those people and not to listen to any of their shiurim or their drushes or their tapes. There's some extremely, extremely dangerous people out there. They don't mean to be, and so they mean only the best things, but they're very dangerous people. And they take a person who's especially a sensitive person, and a genuine person can be taken to a very, very bad place with these. The people that just go to get entertained, it doesn't really affect them that much. They enjoy hearing people, you know, talk that way. But people who are sensitive and who are in the world of Kedusha, and they hear some strong words, and it's going to be quoted. It says in this sefer, it says in that sefer, and the Gemara says, and the Medrash says, and the Zohar says, and all of these things. You walk out of the place, you don't want to live. So you have to be careful of those dangerous mifusanim, you know, with their tapes and their shiurim and stuff. They're out there, and they're preying on nice people. And in a general way, those speakers who assume that they know why is it that Jews are suffering and why particular tragedies are taking place, big or small, stay away from those people. Those who assume to have that Ruach HaKodesh because they found something or they heard something, and then now they've built up a career around frightening people into doing tshuva and intimidating people. And they speak about certain things that we could improve in our Yiddishkeit, which you all need to improve, but it always comes with a side thing that if you don't improve, then there are three dots. Or the reason that fire took place, or the reason that kid died, or the reason that woman was in the car accident was because of, and you have to be very, very careful for these people. It's the opposite of Yiras Hashem. It doesn't bring more life. Okay, when you sit in those places, when you're sitting in a place like that and you begin to hit the broom like that, that person is drawing all kinds of dinim into the world, and you should run out from the place. Run out from the place, not even to stay in the room when you hear such a deborum coming from someone's mouth. Certainly not to listen to it on these tapes that are going around. And sometimes they have these papers that they drop off in schools and all kinds of things that are filled with all these deborum of why this happened to this person. Those are the HaKadosh that people have. But there are some very dangerous people. Again, I don't mean that they say that they intend to hurt people. They for the most part, their intention is to help. You have the same thing with some of these Kabbalists, these so-called Kabbalists, if you're very careful. I'm not going into any pratim. Before you ever recommend that you go bechlal to any of the Mekubalim, but if you do have a reason to go to a Mekubal, you first have to make sure to find out some more about that person, whether you should be going to that person. The general guideline, I would say, that if whenever you see somebody advertising, like in the Jewish papers, that Tzaddik is coming to town and to call for an appointment, I would say that's usually a very good sign right away not to call for an appointment. That's usually a telltale sign of why you shouldn't call for an appointment. But there are many other signs, with money, the rebbes that so a rebbe lach to go around, they come from Eretz Yisrael. Some of these rebbes that come, that in Eretz Yisrael, they're nobodies and nothings, and everybody there knows that nobodies and nothings. They come with three or four nephews and their son-in-law, and they walk into some unsuspecting community in America, and they come looking like it's a whole chassidus or something. And they take advantage of people, money, and their neshamas, and you have to be very, very careful. People have been hurt. A lot of people get hurt by these things. Just be tamim to Hashem, because the daven to go to Shu Tzadikim, to be connected to Shu Tzadikim, in this world and in the other world to be connected, but not to look for shortcuts and strange things. To be simple. All right, it's a little bit off topic, but it's important because there's a lot of this negativity that goes around. So one has to be careful with oneself. Yiras Hashem Tzvicha L'Hoisiv Chaim. Yiras Hashem is something that adds to one's life and gives one the strength, Adrabba, to overcome Yetzahar. Not to say I'm finished. I can't do it. Losha Chalila, the Glazei Yisya'ish for people that die. Not to leave, God forbid, a person to be Messiah, to give up hope. Chas v'shalom. L'kutei Halachos. Achei Shabir is a Inyan. So Rabbi Nosson speaks about this. Avi Lefarish is a Pasuk, and he explains this Pasuk in Mishlei Yutes. It says in the Pasuk, Chadal b'ni l'shmoa Musa. Chadal b'ni l'shmoa Musa. In English, my son, stop straying from words of knowledge. This is how it's translated. Lishgais me imre das. And to go away from words of knowledge and receive discipline, receive Musa. It's the simple English translation. The Kosov and Rabbi Nosson explains the Pasuk. Vamikra tamu alachayru. It's a hard pasuk. Ela perishu shapasuk mazir asodem shimona v'yechdal asatzmo milashmo Musa v'techecha hamazikim lo hagormim lo lishgos mi'imrei das. I think really Rabbi Nosson just explained the pshat and pasuk, because the word, look at the pasuk again. The word chadal means to stay away from something, right? So chadal b'ni lishmo Musa. So it sounds like it's saying, my son, don't listen to Musa. Chadal b'ni lishmo. Don't listen to any Musa. And then it says, Lishgos mi imre das, to stray away from words of knowledge. So Nosson explains this is the pshat and pasuk. Nosson explains the pshat is the pasuk is Mazir Sodom Shim, the Mviechtal Asatzmo. Stay away from what? Milishmo Musa. To hear Musa, what kind of Musa? Musa v'techech hamazikim lo. Musa that's harmful. I was, you have to fill in that's a missing. Stay away. Chadal b'ni l'shmo Musa. Stay away from hearing destructive, damaging, negative Musa. Hagormer mo, because what effect will that Musa have on you? It won't add to your das. It'll cause you, lishgos mi'imrei das. It'll cause you to stray away from true knowledge. It'll cause you to stray away from true knowledge of Hashem. Hashem Yisroch is not, Hashem Yisroch doesn't hate you. He loves you. Tainu kanal, shayidei ha-musa v'atoichecha yipol b'dayta yoysa ashechas v'shon yishke mi'imidaz. Ayidei zeh. Watch out for the, Shlomo Melech's watch is warning us. Watch out for that musa that's going to cause you to stray away from the truth of Yiddishkeit. Watch out for that musa. Stay away from it. Stay away from that musa. Now, we're already adults, so we make our choices. The hard thing is, the scary thing is about the kids who are sitting in classrooms all over the world, boys and girls who are hearing stuff that they shouldn't be hearing. They're also hearing a lot of wonderful things, hopefully, as Hashem. But there are still some of these people that are out there, plenty of them that are out there, that are preying on the kids with their musa that takes the children away from Imre Das. Like there's a mamash right before I came into the English, I was on the phone. Yeah, not right before, like a half hour ago. I was on the phone with sounds like a very hush of a Hasidic woman who has a family Knein Hara and has gone through terrible, terrible suffering. And she told me, these are pretty much what her words were, that the Baruch Shalom that I was taught about is not the Baruch Shalom that I just met, that I've been meeting the last few months. She's getting some wonderful help from some good people. And she said, I was never told by my father that Baruch Shalom loves me. I never heard such a thing. I never heard that I could have a kesher with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way she was talking. And it made me so sad. I mean, I didn't have a chance yet to think about it enough, but just to hear it. I said, you know, her father represents and her teachers represent the Baal Shem Tov because they claim to be Hasidim. This is what the Baal Shem Tov had in mind, that this woman should be so tzibrachim. That's what the Baal Shem Tov was about. That's the Baal Shem Tov. It's not the Baal Shem Tov that we read about, that we learned about. That's not the Torahs that we learned from the Baal Shem Tov. What happened? The Davke, among many of the Chevra who consider themselves to be from that world of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, it's not what the Baal Shem Tov was saying. It's not what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. And this is now dawning upon her. It's becoming clearer to her. The good part of this story is that she has a wonderful husband. That's what I was scared. So she has a wonderful husband. I asked her right away, I said, where's your husband? She said, no, he's wonderful. It's hard for him, but he wants to learn this with me too. And he's speaking to her therapist and from therapist, and he wants to be with me on this journey. He says, so you're going to be okay. You'll be all right. You have a good husband, and he's with you on the journey. He said, that's most of the chevra. They're alone. They're very lonely. But the way she said to me, I never heard such a thing. And then now she's been listening to different shiurim. You know, her English was fine. And she's listening to other shiurim outside of that world that she was raised in. She's listening to different shiurim. And she says, I never heard such a thing with the Baruch Shalom. It's not going to punish me for this or for that. That's why you have to be careful. That's what Rav Nosson is explaining. Shlomo Melech was saying to watch out for these people. Chadal b'ni l'shmo Musa. Chadal b'ni l'shmo Musa. Be careful, my son. Don't listen to that Musa. Lishgos mi'imri das. It causes you to lose your das, your true understanding of Yiddishkeit, your true understanding of a Kaddish Baruch. Yeah, no one's saying that there isn't a parasha of din and punishment, so on. But it all has to be in that package of l'chai, of l'chai. Mir Hashem l'chai. The teacher has to know. There's one student can take a certain little bit of a, and the other one can't. This kid, it's going to bring back to life. The other kid is going to kill. That's the same thing in your own family. It's a different question with everybody, but they can take it if you're very careful. The dosages nowadays are very, very crazy careful about anything that it's much harder for people to take anything that's negative at all. So it's not just about other people. It's with yourself. Persons learning of Torah, Musa, Torah, whatever it is that you're learning in Torah, is rak l'chaim v'loy lamavis. It's just to give you life, not to kill you. Rak l'chaim v'loy lamavis. It sounds simple, but it shouldn't take this for granted, these sentences that we're reading. And Nosson says, and I look back and I saw in the Mitzvot of David that this is how he says the Pshat. It's a hard pasuk, the order is hard. So Mitzvot says this Pshat. And Nosson says, I have spoken about this to some young people. I wrote some Eskayav LaHashem Yisbarach. Young people want to be close to Hashem. Val Pirov Neiflim B'daitim Ayde Inin Hanal. And Al Pirov, and the majority of these young people, Neiflim B'daitim, they fall, they lose hope because of what we were just talking about. Machmas Shoshaimim Aroim B'Swarim Kedoshim, because they look into this Swarim, they look into this Sefer, that Sefer, and they see very strong things in that Sefer about a person who did this Aveir or did that Aveir. Who has this machshava? Who said these words? When you look in these svarim and And it tells you unbelievable chumras and punishments for this pagam, for this thing that the person did. And I told him, Teidu shekol ma shekosu b'sefer reishis chochma kodesh. And I told these people, these young people, that whatever you see in Reishis Chacham, Reishis Chacham is a very strong sefer. There's certain parts of it that are very, very, very strong, that spoke to people back in Sfas at the time of Arizal in a certain way, but nowadays one has to be very careful. Kol ma shekosu b'sefer reishis chochma kodesh u'b'shas sifrei musar in yonei kedusha tahara gedolah. Like when you look in the Shah Kedusha and Reishis Chachma, I'm not recommending that you do. So it's a Hilgah Sefer Reishis Chachma. But even my Rebbeim told me to learn before I was married, to learn the Shah Kedusha and Reishis Chachma, and which I did. And I learned it with a Talmud Chacham. And that was very common back then, whatever it is, 40 some odd years ago, was very common for those Fasanim who were trying to have the intention to live more of an uplifted life in the family and so on, to learn certain things in Reish Chacham. But I would never ever tell a chassan now that he should learn Shach. It was hard 42 years ago, but to tell somebody now, it could be very, very, very dangerous. Again, it has to do with the time and the person and so on. So Nosson says, says, I want to tell you something. The tzaddik, the kaddish, that wrote Reishis Chachma, he never intended that his words should cause you to be Mechal Shabbos, to cause you to get a divorce, to cause you to stop putting on film. That was never what the Reishis Chachma. When the Reishis Chachma wrote the Reishis Chachma, it was l'chaim. It was to give you life. But what gave life to Jews a few hundred years ago, now, is killing them. And killed them. And it's an amazing thing to me when I hear about, you know, that there's some magid shir or some rabbi who are still recommending certain things to chaver to learn these days that should be put in the shelf and treated with the deepest respect, but not to be opened. Not to be opened. Ain't a kavanah shatam lo tiyonah shum sheir. Reishis Chacham, Shevet Musa, Achas Tzadikim. These were great tzadikim. They were holy people. They never intended that I'm going to write now a sefer to see what I could do to make sure the Jews are not going to be religious anymore. I'm going to write a sefer to see to it that anybody who has a little bit of hope left in his life, after he reads my sefer, he's going to be hopeless. It can't be such a thing. Same thing with Chumash. Same thing with Chumash. I told you that I have. Somebody fixed it. And a Chumash in the office that somebody brought me, but there was a person who ripped out of the Chumash, one of the Chumashim from the shul. I told you about it. There was a lady that brought this to me. She was shaking. She was so shaken up by heart. Somebody ripped out the pasuk about the toeva of homosexuality. Somebody tore it out from the chumash. And it was just a hole on the page. What? I did? I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I don't remember. But I remember she came. She was crying. She was shaking. There's such a thing to see. So there's this person, you understand, this person who's suffering, and when Hashem's Baruch gave that Torah over, he also meant it should be l'chaim. Now it's impossible for that person who's in that place at that time in his life, whatever it is, to hear that. Oh, I shouldn't say it's impossible. It's very, very hard to hear that. But every pasuk that Hashem wrote in Chumash is also yes, it's l'chaim. It's not a marvis. The Muslims is the Torah's high. Hashem didn't give us the Torah to kill us, to make us sad and to break us, to make us depressed. He didn't give us the mitzvah for that. He didn't give us the Torah to make us depressed. There are a lot of people who feel that way. I'm sure you've met people like that, no? That it looks to them like the Torah was given to make them worried anxious and neurotic and depressed, and in some cases suicidal. That's the Bereshit message. Because Baruch is saying, I never gave such a. I gave that to us. I gave the Chumash to do such a thing. I gave the Torah to ruin your life, to destroy you. I gave the Torah such a. Shana Mishpah gave such a Torah like that. So Mishlam gave the Torah. There should be Da'achinayim and the Sivas Shalom, and the Mishlam should be good. Like it. Hashem Diba Toiv Al Yisrael. Diba Toiv Al Yisrael. He loves us. Diba Toiv Al Yisrael. Yeah, there's some strong things in there. I told you last week when the Mittler Rebbe heard somebody else laying the Toiv, he started to cry. It all depends how you lay it and how you teach it. And the ones who are stuck in Pshat and insist on giving it over in a dark way, and say this is the pshat, this is the way that Hashem meant, they're destroying many lives. Again, with the best intentions, but they're destroying lives. I always like to say over how the B'ditcher said the first pasuk in Kehelis. You know that? I always say it. Havel havalim amakelas, havel havalim hakol havel, right? You know the pasuk. It's the worst, most upsetting pasuk in Tanakh. Havel havalim, what does it mean? How do you say it in English? They say vanities, but it means hevel. Hevel means nothing, like vapor. Havel havalim, the whole world is havel havalim amakelas, havel havalim hakol havel. So many times to say havel havalim amakelas, havel havalim hakol havel. But this is the same Shlomo Melech that just told us this pasuk. Don't listen to bad musik. And you have Kehelis. Havel, havel, mamaka, havel, hakel, havel. So the Kedusha Levi said that havel, havel, he was thinking once, havel, havel, mamaka, havel, havel, and I stopped and he said, what I just told you, hakel, havel. I just told you, forget about it, just hakel, havel. So the Pashtun began to say, that's absolutely ridiculous. Who said that? He said, the Kedusha Levi, who is he? He's a big rabbi. Yeah, that's not the puzzle. The puzzle is your life is not kehav. But I believe that what the Benitchva said. I goes against the pshat. The pshat that I believe in Hashem is that he's good. That's the pshat in Hashem. So if I see something that looks like it's not like that, I don't understand it properly. I have to understand it. And I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time that he sent me teachers and tzaddikim and svarim that have helped me to try to understand the pshat, to learn what the pshat is, and to keep me away from those people who say, this is the pshat. Now you are to die. Stay away from those people. That's what Nosson is saying. Hakol Baruch Lechavah, right? You remember that. Hakol Baruch Lechavah. Even the difficulties that you're going through is Hakol Baruch Lechavah. Figure out how from this inyan in your life right now, how you could become a better Jew, a better husband, a better father, a better friend, a better person, a better child. Hakol Baruch Lechavah. The intention was of these tzaddikim, these svarim, was never that you shouldn't, that was never that, that God forbid people shouldn't be ksheir, they should go away. All the tzaddikim wanted when they taught those things was that we should be ksheir. Same thing with every gemara and everything. They wanted it should be anashim ksheir. They wanted us to be good. Elachid. I knew, next page in this edition, shekavanasim lekarev olarachi. The kavana, the intention was lekarev, was to bring Jews close. Not l'rache, not to send them away, not to push them away. Shemazhir misisol shiyisrachaku afilu mipkam kolshu. They were so frightened that Jews were going to sin. And they did everything they could to try to keep us from making those mistakes. And those techniques that they used for their audiences back then, to a great extent, were effective without causing the depression and the drugs and the other stuff that come with the drinking and so But the tachlis was, they were afraid that they didn't want to, that they didn't want to, just like always afraid that nothing should happen to our children. So these tzaddikim were afraid that nothing should happen to the Jewish children. So we take all kinds of precautions. Some of them are very extreme. Precautions without children. Where to go and at what time and to come back and where you're going and all the precautions that, because you don't want that anything should hurt your child. She israchaku, she must hear Mr. Sosi israchaku, I feel with Bagam Kolshu. The tzaddikim were afraid that a Jew shouldn't go to the wrong place, have to do the wrong thing. They shouldn't be a Pagam Kolshu. The same way that we don't want our children to get hurt. The tzaddikim didn't want them. And it's a way to be Malam Tzchus on all these, I'm not talking about the ones that are walking around now, it's not Shardika people, but I'm talking about the tzaddikim when you see things in the storm, they're strong. Not to get angry or upset, but to know that tzaddik was, Amish loved you. And in his world, in his time. So he was trying to, he was afraid that you would get hurt. He's afraid that you would get hurt. My wife just was talking to me the other day. She was reading something. We were discussing, it was an interesting time back in the 1930s in America. And, you know, Yiddishkeit was at a very low ebb in the 1930s here in America. And there was a great Talmud Chacham who I saw a number of times. Rav Pinchas Teitz, I'm sure you know the name of Teitz. He was the Rav in Elizabeth for many, many years. He was a very, very big Talmud Chacham, exceptional person. So he was a creative thinker, very forward-minded person. And he came up with this idea in the 1930s that the Rabbanim should begin to give shiurim in English as opposed to Yiddish. A bunch of a gift to give shiurim in English. And he spoke a lot about this, even though he also gave Yiddish, you know, the Amit he gave the Gemara, he had a Yiddish program also. But he began to speak on the radio, and that was Mamish revolutionary, and to talk to Rabbanim, especially the young Rabbanim that were coming up, very few, but those who were coming up, to talk, they all knew, they all spoke in Yiddish from the home, but to give drushes and shul in English, he was vilified by the old school. They were calling him names that he was the biggest apikaris in the world. How could you do such a thing? And he was crying that the kids are growing up, they don't feel connected to the Alter Heim. They're not hearing this anymore. They're hearing stuff. They're reading English books. They're listening to English things. They hear exciting things. They're listening to baseball games. They're listening on the radio to shows on the radio of science, you know, War of the Worlds. They're hearing stuff in English. We have to talk to them, and we have to go to them and talk to them in their language. But he was called, it's an interesting parish. So now we're a couple years later, and we can look back and say, with the deepest love and respect for those Rabbanim, Rabbi Isai, there's an expression that in English, you're on the wrong side of history. Sorry. What you believed that if Jews were going to be exposed to English, that somehow it was going to pull them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were wrong. Rabbi Tais was right. You were wrong. He was right. And there are other things that have happened like that. You know that there were some very, very big Rosh Hashivas, I don't want to say any names, but people you've heard of, that attacked the Art Scroll when they started putting out the Gemaras. Mamash attacked the Art Scroll. Now nobody talks about it, who they were. There were some very big Rosh Hashivas that attacked the Art Scroll. Art Scroll has single-handedly rescued Yiddishkeit. It's just what they made. I'm not paying for what they did and what they're doing.
If they would have had Art Scroll back in the 50s,
it would have been a whole different world. Different world.
You would have accepted it as another, in other words, your Judaism, as opposed to the
normative, healthy Judaism, as opposed to the old rabbis who are crazy. Right? The old school, normative, healthy Judaism. Our school is largely responsible for doing that. When I was a kid, we didn't have that. And I'm not so old, but we didn't have that. We didn't have it. And there were big Rosh Yeshiva that came out against art school. They refused to sign on and came out against it. And Baruch Hashem, there are many, many more great Rosh Yeshivas and rabbis that signed up for it. But now we look back and no one wants to talk about that. They're on the wrong side of history. So, wrong side. They wanted to keep Jews from bad things. They believe that if you're going to start looking at the English, they're not going to be able to learn. They loved Jews and they cared about Jews and they wanted to prevent them from getting hurt by this newfangled modern Judaism. But they were wrong. And history has proven them to be wrong. And there were many, many great people who were warning Jews in the 1930s not to leave Europe and come to America. And my grandfather was able to afford, my mother's father was able to afford to come. Not too many people could, he was able to afford. And he went and he was told not to. And my mother's gotten over that. I had an aunt in Eretz Yisrael, she died many years ago. She never got over that. She never forgave that rabbi, ever. And my starting to look like more Chassidus was a reminder of that, what happened years ago. But that tzaddik didn't love Jews? Of course he loved Jews. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. And that's what Rabbi Nosson is explaining. That we do have to look with a kind, in a kind way, and to be down the kafschus. That these were tzaddikim that were afraid that God forbid, the Jews shouldn't go off. They want the Jews to be kosher. And those are yeshivas who are against art scroll. They believe that the best way to keep yeshiva bacher, a kosher yeshiva bacher, was without arts, without the English. But they were wrong. You're allowed to say that. I mean, everybody knows it. It's just whether nobody's going to talk about it publicly. But everybody knows that they were wrong. But their intention was, of course, 100%. To preserve the Kedusha and the Tahara of Limud HaTorah, it's not even a question. These are great people. The Reshit Chachma and all the strong things that he says, just as an example, in the Shah Kedusha and other places, he was speaking from that perspective of the Shurish of a Jew, the root of the holiness of a Jew. And he was a great maven in the holiness of a Jew, and was desperately trying to preserve that holiness and did not want to see it get damaged by the world. And that's why the tzaddikim have some very strong things. These tzaddikim. To prevent that damage. But never did those tzaddikim intend that any person who wasn't able to live like that, according to their demands, not demands, according to that standard that they set. They never intended, that a person who didn't live up to their standards should then, God forbid, throw in the towel and leave Yiddishkeit to just become an oisrash. If a person's doing averus, then Shlomo says, try not to do more. Al tir shaharbe. It was that kleiner Russia. Don't become a big Russia. Al tir shaharbe. Try to hold back a little bit. Al tir shaharbe. Like it says in the parasha, the most dramatic pasuk in all of Chumash is Layochel Yosef Lesapek, right? And Yosef couldn't hold back anymore. I'm crying, Ani Yosef. So I've told you many times over the years what the tzaddikim say. V'leyachal Yosef Lesapek, right? Yosef couldn't hold back. So the tzaddikim say, V'leyachal, if you feel that there's an aveir coming, pulling you, V'leyachal, and you feel like V'leyachal. So Yosef Lesapek, just add a little, Yosef Lesapek, try to hold back a little bit more. Yosef Lazabi, try to hold yourself a little bit more. Altir Shaharbe. Don't let yourself slip. Those tzaddikim never meant to give license to a Jew, psychologically, emotionally, to give license to a Jew to slip into oblivion. This is what's happening all over. The feeling that if I'm not going to be at a certain madriga, then there's no tachlis. These tzaddikim never intended that. That's what Rav Nosson is saying. You don't think this paragraph shouldn't be put up all over the place? This whole what we just learned. Okay, then the Pashtunim will say it's Rav Nosson Breslov. No, this is from the Umanas, you know. Expression that we have in Chazal, that if you ate something it has a bad smell, it's an offensive smell, so now you should eat more of it. Try not to have this topic. Don't have another piece. You did it? No. Try not to have more. That's pretty much the program. See what you can do. It's taka, you shouldn't, you did it. It's better not to do it. Don't do it again. That was the mus that my father used to give. That's how my father gave mus. That was how he used to give mus. Don't do it. Try not to do it again. That's the whole thing. My mother Shishibel wanted to give the whole thing, the whole book, and then my father just said to me, oh, "Okay, mom, just listen to me. Just try not to do it again." That was the whole thing. And I liked that better. It worked better for me than the whole schmooze. That worked better for me. Try not to do it again. That's all. Bizman ha-mishpat, bizman ha-nocha v'atza'aka, bizman she-misvada ba'imik libos, therefore, when you're in his bodhis, and you're doing that review of yourself, and with the honesty and self-awareness of mishpat, and you're saying, you're being misvada, you're saying vidu ta-shem, ba'imik libo, in an honest way, you must be careful that at the same time that you have this broken heart, that you're brokenhearted, you should go on and daven to Hashem a lot. Help me to know where I am in the world. But Hashem, please, please, don't allow me to fall into slip. I want to be honest. I want to know where I am in the world so that I can get closer to you. Not for the purpose, God forbid, of running away from you, but to be closer to you. And you have to put that into your davening. This should only to help me get closer to you. That's all. Because that's all you want, Hashem. All you want is me to be is to be honest and to know where I am so that I can plan my next move in life. It's not, God forbid, you never ever, Hashem, never ever intended, that you never intended for me to give up hope and to run away. It can't be. All Hashem so wants is that we should be close to the whole tachas of creation, so we should have a kesher with him. Can be. I'm espoused tzarich shetamid tia tefila shagur b'fiv. Therefore, one should always have this davening in his mouth. Tain li tikva, give me hope, Hashem. V'emuna, and help me to believe. Shagam achrei masha sisi, that after all that I've done wrong in my life and that I just spoke to you about, adain atach hafeitz be, you still want me. You still love me. For sure, Hashem does. But we're asking Hashem, Tein li tikva ve'emuna, help me to have this hope and this belief. Tein li tikva ve'emuna shagam achrei ma she'asisi adayin ata chafetz bi. U'mitzapa she'oshu v'lecha, and that all you want is I should come back to you. You're not sending me away. She'ezke l'das v'laharich b'emes. And it's on the kudus ha-toyva should be. Hashem, help me to value and to know and to value the good things inside of me. All the wonderful things that I have inside of me, the wonderful things that I've done in my life, I should appreciate them, I should see them, I should know them. And to believe that even though sometimes it looks like the good in my life is not so much, all the good things, and the kudus tovus, there aren't so many, the kudus tovus. But you taught us that ma'at min ha'or, that even a little bit of light is doicha harbe min ha'choshech, even a little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. And because of that little bit of light in my life and the goodness of us, I'll be able to be'emes to come back to you. That's why I've mentioned over the past year or so, the chashivas of trying to, especially if you have children in the house, but not just with children, adults too, especially their children, that to try by a little Shabbos, by a Friday night table when everybody's, because then you have the oilam to talk about. Everybody has to think about in the Kuda type or something that they did that was special during the week. And you'll see that certain kids in particular right away will say, I don't know, I was nothing. Mm-hmm. No. I didn't do anything good. But don't let them off the hook like that. Say, it's not possible. And they'll say, no, I didn't do anything. And then the parent can say, well, didn't you? I say, yeah, I really didn't do it like, you know, L'shem Shemayim. Then they start to fumble, but they're all good. They did good things during the week. But they don't look at themselves as being essentially good. That's when you say, well, what, did you do something good this week? A lot of the kids, the reaction is, and adults, no. No, that's not true. It's not true. Every single one of us, everybody, did something very good during the week. There's Nekudas Tavis, but the person has just lost track of the Nekudas Tavis because of all the things. But because the tachlis of that is that the whole Torah of Azamra is with those Nekudas Tavis, a person can be doicha habi menachayisha, can drive away the darkness, and to capitalize on those. And then you talk to everybody around the table about this gavaldi ginyan. We just heard from Rachel, from Aisha, this gavaldi, what this is, and to explain and to talk about that mitzvah that the person did, or that the favor that kid did for the other kid. But I'm telling you, I see this all the time, that my granddaughter, like she said, no, it was nothing. I said, don't tell me. Then she's thinking, I said, what, school, even school? So then she said to me, I mentioned this in the shiur also, she said to me that, well, there's a girl in the class that nobody, she's new and nobody plays with. So I went during recess, I sat with her and I spent time with her. She said, yeah, stop. Do we do such things as adults? I said, there's a gewaldige good thing that you said, sickness, that you did such a thing. You wanted to play with all your friends, the cool girls, right? The normal, cute girls. You want, and there's this girl that's like a little bit of an outcast, and they let her sit there by herself, and how she's so surprised sitting by herself. And you went in, you sat with her, and then you see the face starts to light up, because she didn't even think that it was such a chashuv thing. It's the most chashuv thing in the world to do. We should be zayicha to do such things. To give over such things, a smile, a good word, to give all the good things. But people don't look at themselves the way that Hashem will. But in Hashem's eyes, this is the biggest thing. After that, there was a different step how she was walking. Different step. Even little children don't see the good. That's for the Baruch Shalom, how he looks. By him, that's all highlighted in a million colors, the good. And the dark stuff, don't do it again. Try to be better. That's the lashon of the tzaddikim, the way the tzaddikim taught us. Next week I'm not going to be here.